So just to start, kind of, what are going to be the memories you take from that arena?
I thought it was a great arena for us at that time. Now it's considered a small arena and outdated, but we actually thought our arena was so good that the opponents came in. They liked it too because they would shoot well in Key Arena. But it was a very intimate building where when they dug down and went deeper to add more seats, it really allowed, it gave it a really good backdrop, depth perception for shooters and for players. It was a good shooting building. It was a great place to play. The fans were on top of you, very close to you, able to interact, and you could feel that energy because of the bowl that was created when they dug down and went a little deeper. So, when it went from the Seattle Center to Key Arena, that bowl was a little deeper. And it just gave it an intimate feeling where you felt really connected with your fan base. It was loud. We were winning 50, 60 games, during the season, and just a really a tough place for opponents to come and play.
Do you remember kind of the first time you walked into there after playing that season in Tacoma?
Yeah, because I had played in the old building, Seattle Center, and it was old and outdated, and we felt like we were getting a new arena, so the color scheme was different. We went from the old uniforms to the new uniforms, and the colors in the building was different. And as I mentioned, the bowl that they had dug down and went a little deeper, so it felt like felt bigger. It felt more intimate, and we felt like we had a new arena, and we wanted to make that a difficult place to play. And I thought we did.
Yeah, I mean 39-2 at home the first year. Let's walk through some of kind of the big moments. Start maybe with Game 7 versus Utah that season.
Well, that's where I would start, and I probably would end there. Hey, that was, because Utah was a elite team during that time. It was a big time battle with those guys every year. Stockton and Malone were, somewhere, right near their prime. So they were a tough opponent. And we had, had success up until that season, winning 50, 60 games and not, losing the first round of the playoffs to Denver one year when we were the number one seed, and then all to beat Utah in game seven in our building, and we are heading to the NBA Finals was like really an unbelievable accomplishment for our team doing at that time. It was almost like a relief that okay, we finally did it. We're going to the finals, and I think it just drained so much out of us that seven-game series against those guys that once we got into the finals, we were pretty happy about reaching the finals. That we really didn't have, enough to go up against Chicago. They were the favorites. They had experience being getting to the finals, and we really didn't have enough. I was injured, and it was just, I mean, I thought that the Utah series kind of drained us.
Yeah, you mentioned the injury. What do you remember of game four when you came back and were able to play and you guys won?
I wanted to get out on the floor. I did whatever I could to try to get out on the floor. I ended up taking 2 cortisone injections and within a month period trying to play on the floor. And normally that is not allowed, but I wanted to try to get out there. And I really felt like I could help us win. And, you know, that cortisone injection, it worked, helped for, you know, a short period of time, and was able to get out there and play a few minutes. We won 2 games, but I really just couldn't play. I mean, that back at that time was so painful that, you know, I was, you know, questioning my faith and everything. You know, why is it happening to me in this, you know, this moment of, you know, this is the biggest moment of my career. Mm-hmm. Having the opportunity to play in the NBA Finals, and I'm here experiencing a back issue or back pain that I don't know where it came from. It was just, it was excruciating pain. And, you know, I was doing a number of things trying to get myself on the floor. And, you know, even after the finals, I spent about the next 2-3 months, you know, doing acupuncture and treatment. Came very, very close to having a surgery on my back because of that pain. But I didn't know why I was getting punished at that time and not able to play in the biggest, you know, the biggest stage of my career.
Yeah, it's tough. Do you remember kind of the fan reaction when you checked in that game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember the song and everything they played.
Oh, Return of the Mac.
It was Return of the Mac. Yeah. And, you know, I think that song had come out that year or something. And whoever came up with that was like, I mean, it was just, you know, really neat that they, you know, pulled that out and played it, and I'm stepping on the floor, and you know, that adrenaline really helped me to play the few minutes that I played, because I really was in a lot of pain. And you know, as I mentioned, I took that injection, so really from my waist down, I was pretty numb. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to block the pain. And was able to play a few minutes and, you know, help the team. But, you know, the crowd was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's skip forward to the night your jersey was retired. What do you remember that night?
You know, another amazing night, you know, to, you know, be honored in such a way that, you know, normally Hall of Famers get honors like that, you know, where they have their jerseys retired. And I think all the guys who were in the rafters at that time up there, you know, Lenny and those guys, Hall of Famers and champions, and the organization and the city was, you know, really just really showing me respect, that they appreciated the work that I tried to bring out and put out on the floor. And they were showing me that by honoring me with the retirement of my jersey. Unbelievable, you know. I played with some great players, and, you know, I played with the Hall of Famer and Gary Payton and, you know, Sean Kemp, unbelievable player. So just, you know, George Karl should be in the Hall of Fame, and I expect that to happen. But, you know, it was just an amazing time for me and for my family to, you know, have spent my entire career in one city, in one uniform, mm-hmm. and which was a great city and a great sports city. You know, at that time, we all were doing well. The Mariners were hot and playing great basketball and I mean, so great baseball, and they had some Hall of Famers on their roster. The Huskies were doing good in football. The Seahawks was competing. So it was really a great time for Seattle sports and for me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back at all since the jerseys and the banners came down?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I come back. I come back, and my godson is there, and my wife still uses our doctors that were out there. So, you know, she comes back, and I come back. I came back last summer, not this summer, but two summers ago, and. But yeah, I still have a lot of friends out there. I still enjoy going out there. I have some businesses out there that I'm involved with, and a lot of friends. So I do get back to Seattle.
But have you been back in the building at all?
I have not been back in the building. I think the last time I was in the building, I was at a Storm game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after I had retired, and I had left Seattle, but I came back and attended a Storms game.
Was that after the move? Because the thing I'm curious about is the fact that like all those banners are no longer there. Your jersey is no longer.
Yeah,
there.
I know. That's it was, and. I think at that time the banners were still up, but
okay.
I had heard that someone told me that they had taken the banners down and put them in a storage. And hopefully that's true. And when Seattle gets their team again, get an NBA team again, maybe they can dust them off and put them back up.
Oh, for sure. Maybe the last moment then, kind of your first game as head coach and getting that blowout win over the Lakers.
When I was playing or coaching?
Your first game as head coach at home.
Oh, yeah. It was, again, I love Seattle. I love the city. I love the fan base. Having the opportunity to play for the Sonics, and then that opportunity to coach the Sonics, just an unbelievable blessing. And, Lakers was everybody's rival. And when we played against them and Magic and those guys came into the old Seattle Center and would play, the building would be loud and going crazy. And, same thing when I was coaching in the Key Arena, and, Shaq and Kobe, Phil Jackson, those guys were coming up there to play. We wanted to beat them. That really kind of made our season when we were able to win against them. So we had success against them up in Key Arena. Again, it was a tough place for opponents to play, both when I played, and I tried to make it a tough place, tough building for opponents to come in and play when I was coaching there.
Yep, for sure. All right, again, appreciate the time. Know it's a busy day, and congrats on the extension, and good luck this season.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And congrats to the Storm, for winning that championship this year. And, hopefully the NBA will, look at that and, try to award that city with another NBA franchise, because they deserve it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the preseason game and then the renovations, the steps.
Okay, so Golden State is playing up there, right?
Yeah, they're playing Sacramento.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a great turnout,
okay.
A lot of memories. So appreciate the time.
Right. Okay. Okay, Kevin. All right.